I would love to hear your thoughts on this. At the end of this episode, I'm going to tell you exactly what I would do if it were to happen. And it's funny, I had planned to revisit this episode prior to the short Instagram threads and Facebook blackout last week. So it's timely that this episode was planned to be recorded. But I also want to talk about the fact that for a lot of people, reach and engagement has dipped substantially this year. And not even that it's dipped substantially overall, but it's definitely less regular than it used to be. I know for my account, and I've heard so many other entrepreneurs say this, it used to be about 2 years ago, you would have a pretty stable level of engagement, right, on your posts. And there has definitely been some changes now because it seems like some posts do extremely well and some posts just fall flat. And I've noticed this across accounts of all sizes, and particularly actually bigger accounts seem to have been affected by this even more. So that is something to keep in mind. And another reason I wanted to really think about this, because I think there's a lot of stress. I've had friends who've had their Instagram accounts disabled. I think we've all seen that. And I know that a lot of people carry this anxiety when their engagement does go down, because they're like, I didn't suddenly start creating terrible content, so what is the deal? So I think that this is another way to approach this thought experiment, even if Instagram, and I don't think Instagram is going to shut down, don't get me wrong, but this is an experiment in thinking on what we could actually do and some of the ways that you can protect your business now from things like that throwing you off or throwing you into a panic in the future. Like I said, for a lot of creators on Instagram, reach and engagement has dipped quite a bit this year and gotten more inconsistent. And obviously, it takes a minute to reconfigure your strategy to cope with this if your main focus is engagement. Now, this is not an episode to bash the algorithm because, as far as I'm concerned, the positives for your marketing, for your brand, and for your visibility far outweigh the negatives. And to be frank, blackouts are pretty rare. So this also isn't meant to like fearmonger. I believe that pinning the success of your business on your ability to reach people via a specific platform is a little like building a house on sand. So tides can come and go, and you don't want the sustainability of your business to be contingent on the right circumstance or the algorithm favoring your content, right? You can absolutely work on increasing your visibility and optimizing your content to get in front of more people. All of that is beautiful, but I want to approach this conversation just with a little bit more nuance and from a slightly different perspective today. So let's get back to that Instagram outage of 2021. Ironically, that was the first day that I was opening the doors to my signature program at the time. And I was teaching this program exclusively about defining your brand and Instagram marketing for hairstylists. So this was only my second year in business. And so stressful, to say the least, when the day that we had opened the doors and started welcoming people into the program, the app that we were actually educating people on how to use had a complete outage with no explanation. And a lot of the launch content was scheduled on Instagram. That was a heavy part of the strategy. And at the time, we had no way of knowing how long it was going to last. But looking back, I'm so grateful that this happened, actually. I won't bore you with the details, but the launch was successful. The cohort kicked off a lot of stylist careers. And it's interesting because from that cohort, there's so many people who've gone into education themselves, or one of the girls actually hired one of the other alumni to be her virtual assistant. Like, so many cool things came out of that cohort. And I'm so grateful that we did that one. And I still believe in the power of social media marketing. So despite the blackout, I knew the things I taught about Instagram marketing worked. And I knew that this program was super valuable because I'd seen the results of it. And I also know that the foundational branding pieces we taught in that program were instrumental in marketing on any platform. But I digress. After we concluded that launch and cohort of the program, it was a turning point, and I really started to think about marketing outside of Instagram and sharing that piece more with my community, actually. So I talk a lot about going deep versus wide, and I'm actually really glad that I started educating on a specific topic first, But this was one of the first evolutions, I would say, that brought me to where I am today, because I luckily had emails going out. The blackout was pretty short, all of the things, but I didn't like how it made me feel when I realized that I couldn't. I felt like that one day of not being able to use Instagram should not be able to cause me that much stress. So I really started to reconfigure a little bit there. And I had already diversified my own marketing. I had emails going out. I had the podcast, like all of these things. But I realized that I wanted to expand my teaching and the messaging a little bit after that and just tweak things a bit. Don't panic, because I'm not in any way right now saying that you need to go start accounts on a bunch of different platforms. So don't worry. But the lessons that I got from this actually went quite a bit deeper. And that was a little bit different than maybe you would expect. So there were two major takeaways. Number one was the importance of email, because even during that shutdown, what was interesting is I sent out an email to my entire list letting everyone know that Instagram was down, and I got to have some really incredible conversations. So one-on-one with the people inside of my email community, talking about what was going on in their business. They were responding to things that had been in the newsletter the past week. So it was really cool. I got to talk to my community one-on-one about what was going on in their business. And I actually got to answer questions too, because this happened after we'd already sent out the first email talking about the program opening. So there were some really cool conversations that I got to have, and I got to really understand people on a deeper level, which is actually one of the things that I love about social media. I do have a client in our agency who she, by listening to her community on social media, like just paying attention to the conversations that they were really resonating with, paying attention to what they were really responding to in terms of content, that actually allowed her to create a program based on that, which did 5 figures in the 2 launches of it she's done so far. So it's really cool what can happen once you start to really understand and communicate. So often, I think that we think of social media as like a broadcast, when really, I would love for us to start thinking about it more as a conversation. This goes for email too. I want to mention that these conversations that I got to have, which were really special, wouldn't have been possible if it were not for that direct line of communication. So if I didn't have an email list, if I were just marketing strictly using social media, then I wouldn't have been able to send out an email saying, this is what's going on. I'm here if you have any questions. So that just underscores, have a direct line of communication. If you don't have an email list yet, then definitely start one. If you do have an email list, you're not keeping in contact with them regularly, it's never too late to start over. It's never too late to re-engage, all of the things. The second lesson, which will not be a surprise if you know me, as I say again and again, but it reinforced how important it is to understand the fundamentals of marketing your business. So it's not about being everywhere necessarily. It's about having such a solid understanding of your brand, your messaging, and the wants, needs, and desires of your target market, ideal client, dream client, whatever you want to call them, so that no matter what happens in the external world, no matter what happens with platforms, so the apps you're able to use, the way that you're able to connect with your community on the platform, if any of that changes or goes away, you will still have that base knowledge. And understanding that is what's going to allow you to stay current, stay relevant, and pivot with minimal drama. It's always, of course, if we lose one of these apps that we rely on so heavily, going to be a bit of an adjustment. But something I noticed is when Reels were first released, for example, a lot of people felt like they had to reinvent the wheel when it came to their strategy. Whereas the way that I see it, it's more just learning how to translate what's already working to a different medium. If you're an incredible artist and all of a sudden you lose access to oil paints, you will find a way to create with some other medium, because the other option is to stop making art, right? An artist doesn't stop making art, and a business owner doesn't stop promoting their business. Now, obviously, like I said before, if a major platform were to go away, there would need to be some shifts in the way that you present your message based on the medium, but that doesn't mean your messaging and your overall strategy would need to be burnt down and started over again. And it allows you to think about changes in the marketing world and algorithm changes, as people always love to talk about. It allows you to flow more versus flounder and feel like everything was a waste of time. Like, you really get to pivot and adapt. And that is a skill that will serve you forever as an entrepreneur and just as a human. The only constant is change. So that's why the biggest thing you can do to safeguard yourself from that panicked feeling where either what's working on a platform changes or you switch to a new platform altogether is to have a solid understanding of your people and your brand. In the relatively short amount of time that we've had social media, it's gone from MySpace and Nexopia to Vine to Periscope. There's tons of different apps that have come and gone. Now we have Instagram, TikTok, Threads, Facebook to an extent. Depending on when you're listening to this, there may have even been new ones pop up since recording. So that's why you'll hear me say so often when I'm talking about new tactics or software or ways of increasing engagement and visibility that all of those things are icing. The deeper foundational work is the cake. I'll always encourage you to dig deeper and really get to the core of what you've built your brand on and what makes you unique, how you help people in a way no one else can, and the emotions, struggles, and desires of the people that you are here to impact. The foundational marketing knowledge that you will learn from answering those questions will make it so that no matter what happens with any social media platform, you will be okay. Let me tell you, knowing how to make a 15-second video or a 5-second video, that is a great skill to have. Knowing how to speak to your ideal client in a way that they will understand, that incentivizes them and encourages them and makes them feel safe to sign up for your course, get a ticket for your class, or hire you. Now that is a skill that's going to allow you to make a real impact and a real income. These are the things that sustainable, long-term, scalable businesses are built on. With the way the world is shifting and changing, no matter what your official job title is or the technicalities of the business that you're building or that you have built, upgrading your skill set as a marketer should absolutely be a priority. And if I'm being totally honest, marketing knowledge is just not something I think we can opt out of anymore. You can hire someone that you really, truly, deeply trust to work with you on this, to help you figure it out. But at the end of the day, you'll need to really have at least an understanding. I'm not saying you need to always execute yourself, but I do think that you need to understand. And if you are going to hire someone or outsource, make sure they are willing to help you understand. And again, at the end of the day, no one can hire you if they don't know you exist. So that's why getting visible and in front of your dream people is so important. And people now are given a bevy of options, and then they basically just have to choose the right fit. So leading with authenticity and leading with what makes you unique so that they know exactly what they're going to get, that is something that will transcend platforms. Now, if you choose to opt out of or forgo intentional marketing, essentially what you're doing is you're gambling the future of your business on the whims of other people. And hear me out, if you're thinking, I don't really need to worry about marketing because I just get so many referrals from my existing clients and students, I'm not knocking referrals. I want you to just really think deeply about the fact that if for whatever reason people stop referring, you've got really no way to counteract that because you're not directly involved. So for example, say you work with a handful of business owners, maybe one of them ends up shutting down their business. One of them ends up deciding to retire early. One of them ends up switching out of the industry altogether. Maybe one of them ends up just deciding to bring someone on in-house. Like, things could happen all the time that are not necessarily a result of you doing something wrong. That's the biggest thing to consider. So even if you provide the best service, are the best coach, are the best educator, like, things happen. People's situations change and their focus and their priorities change. So it's actually really empowering to learn how to market your business. And you'll be able to troubleshoot and understand what's not working so you can fix it. Things change all the time. Like I said, that's the only constant. And I can't remember who said that, but I think it's a really important thing to think about. So it's really crucial for you to take the power back in your business, I think, in a way. And the best way that I know how to teach you to do that is to attract the perfect people who want to learn from or work with you. And actually, marketing is not just about attracting new clients. So these are all, again, if Instagram, I just want to bring it back to the conversation about Instagram and what we would do. The reason that I'm talking so much about these fundamental things is that it's going to almost algorithm proof your content. It's gonna transcend platforms, and this knowledge is going to really allow you to reach the right people regardless of the changes that come to algorithms or platforms or whatever. This goes back to the importance too of ensuring that you have a beautiful, cohesive visibility ecosystem that feeds into itself. And I want you to feel confident, even if Instagram did cease to exist tomorrow, that you would be able to pivot with limited drama and you'd be able to sustain that business that you're working so hard to build. Now, I know that we've talked a lot about the fundamentals today, but this is not something that is for beginners. I want to be clear on that. So no matter where you are in your career, I think a lot of us can, you know, a lot of entrepreneurs do get to a really large level of success, particularly if you're someone who has built like a large community on Instagram or any of those things. Like a lot of opportunities can present themselves and you can have luck in certain areas. What I often find is that sometimes when people are 5-10 years into their careers as educators, then all of a sudden they're like, okay, but I want to do something different, or I want to kind of branch it on my own, or I want to do this or that. And that is when some of these things can come up. So I want to say that no matter how long you've been in business, how long you have been creating content or whatever that is, like creating really great content is a skill set in and of itself. Messaging to actually connect on a level that will sell your education and allow you to build your brand in a way where you've got a little bit more control over what you're offering. That's when all of this foundational knowledge can become really important. And I think if you are someone who is struggling, even if you've been doing what you're doing for a long time, but you're trying to launch something and it's just not clicking, or you want to pivot a little bit, but every time you talk about it, you just get crickets. Like all of those kinds of things are a good reason to revisit the foundations, revisit the fundamentals. And I think it's easy sometimes to think, I've been doing this for a long time, so I don't need to look at the fundamentals. Give me all these like extra things that I can put on top of it. And like I said before, like there are some really brilliant strategies that can increase your reach and visibility and all of those things. But if you don't have the fundamentals, they're not going to work. They're not going to give you the results that you want. Think about the fundamentals of whatever career. For example, the fundamentals of doing hair. Now, this will be relatable whether you have a beauty background or not, because if you don't, it's going to make no sense to you because you haven't learned it. But by that, you can see that there are millions of stylists who are rocking it every day. You have a hairstylist yourself, I'm sure. So it illustrates my point either way. But back to the example, learning how to cut hair, learning how to section, learning how to formulate color, how to neutralize warmth, and what to do when a blonde is brassy or you accidentally create hot roots or a brunette has a greenish tinge. And we've all seen this, even if you're not a hairstylist, maybe someone or you yourself have attempted any of these things at home. It doesn't turn out so well because these are all foundational skills that you learn once you go to hair school. And once you have the foundational skills, it allows you the ability to troubleshoot. And so you go and you learn all of these foundational skills once. That doesn't mean that you stop learning. So hairstylists go to advanced education once they're licensed, once we're licensed, and learn how to become more efficient or to do something better or faster or how to pivot, how to create a new look that's trending. Those are all things that continuing education can teach you, but you're not relearning the foundations. And that is what I want you to think about when it comes to getting intentional as hell with your marketing and building an even more rock solid foundation for your brand and business. It's all about layering these like different things on top of the foundation. So if you're like doing a bunch of things, you're like, oh my God, nothing is working. It is likely an issue with the message and the foundation. I know that we're in this culture of education right now that makes everyone wants to make everything seem so easy. Everyone's trying to promise the hack or the copy paste version or whatever. And sure, there's a time and place depending on what it's for or what that is, but none of it matters if you don't understand your messaging and your clients or potential clients or students. Like I said before, even for a lot of really advanced entrepreneurs, the marketing piece can feel hard, but you've learned harder things than this before, I promise. Remember who you are and what you are capable of, because honestly, when I look back on the first hair photos I ever put on Instagram, those are not something I would have been proud to post at the end of my career. The first podcast episode I ever released over on my other show was like pretty horrendous if I listen to it now, but it taught me so much and it brought me to the 100th episode and even to a brand new show where I'm not starting as a beginner anymore. And the thing that I want to point out too is, to me, when I look back at it now, I am like, oh my goodness, like the quality is not that great. It wasn't super polished. However, it still really helped a lot of people. I still get DMs from podcast episodes I put out 3 years ago saying, hey, I listened to this and the way that you phrase that just like really hit for me. It really helped me. This is what I've done in my business because of that. Thank you so much. I'm over here at the time being like, oh, this doesn't feel good enough, and just forcing myself to put it out anyway. Meanwhile, had I not had the courage to do that and to just start somewhere, then I never would have been able to impact that person that was impacted or those people that were impacted. So I think that's just a caveat that I wanted to throw in, because when you are starting something new or revisiting an idea, or say we're going on to a new platform, again, this is a thought experiment, right? So if Instagram were to shut down and we had to start over on a new platform, we had already built out the knowledge that would support it. And then also, it would be okay to just start trying to use the knowledge we already had and to put something out there. That wouldn't mean it would have to be perfect, but this is the thing about having that foundational knowledge, is you can put something out there that is valuable. Even though I didn't know a whole lot about podcasting back in 2020 when I started my podcast, I did know a lot about the topics that I was talking about on the podcast. And so even though the quality wasn't that amazing, I was putting it out there and it was resonating. So let's get back to this. But basically what I'm trying to say is, no shame if you're 10 years into your entrepreneurial journey and you're just now thinking about this, because the world has changed so much. And sometimes going back to those basics is building the foundation you need to really blow up your business and start seeing massive results and success with your marketing. Things will evolve and shift, obviously, as your business evolves and shifts, but it's stuff that you'll only have to really learn that one time. So if you're unclear on any of those things that we talked about earlier in the episode, or you're unclear about what you would actually do, it's worth thinking about it. And things will change again in the future, because it will happen. Things will change. The way that we teach will change. But what you will have is those foundations so that you can pivot. And for example, if you've got that strong foundation, then things like a podcast episode, like the one that we talked about on with DM automations, if you've got a solid strategy, listening to a podcast episode and implementing something like that is what will take it to the next level. So all of these different pieces of information can be really vital once you do have those foundational pieces in place. But again, if nothing's working and you feel like you're constantly like trying all these new tactics, you're not quite getting the results you want, likely it is a foundational and messaging problem. So this is really just a thought experiment about what would happen if Instagram shut down tomorrow, or even if your engagement suddenly tanked and you could no longer rely on a reel to connect with your people. You'd have other ways to contact them and you could bend instead of break. You would be thinking, okay, I really deeply understand my ideal client. I really get what they're into, where they're hanging out. So this is going to be the best place I can get in touch with them. You could send an email, insert dynamic ads into your podcast, write a blog post. So again, if it did shut down, another thing is you'd be able to look at the new platforms that are popping up, because they definitely would. And you would be able to choose them analytically because of that deep understanding of your ideal client. And you're going to be able to just think strategically, because you understand it's not going to be a bunch of just throwing spaghetti at the wall until you figure it out. And this can even apply to you if you're ready to diversify where you're showing up, if you're ready to start looking at different platforms or adding platforms or repurposing your content, then this is something to think about too. Like, where are your ideal clients hanging out? Where are they most likely to be consuming content? And can you create something there? I'd be remiss if I didn't mention that an asset that you actually do own is your email list. Now, you definitely do not own the people on it, obviously, and they're free to unsubscribe, of course, at any time. But the cool thing about an email list is you can actually download it and transfer your contacts to another software whenever you want to. So having your community join your email list will not only allow you to interact with them off of social media, it will also allow you to, like I said, connect with them, run promotions, secret offers, communicate changes, maybe things that you wouldn't necessarily do in an outward-facing manner. And also, it's really important to be omnipresent, especially if you're launching and promoting something new. So many people get scared about sending out too many emails or posting too much. And I think that there's something to be said for going a little bit past what you're comfortable with. As long as all of the pieces of content you're sending are valuable in their own right, then there's going to be people who maybe skim the email. Every time I closed cart with my previous signature program, we'd get at least a couple emails after closing that would say, I didn't actually realize that this was closing, and we'd sent out like 4 emails in the past 2 days about the fact it was closing, and people just miss them. So if you think you're repeating yourself, that's actually a good thing. But that's just a side note about launching. An email list is really smart, and it's something to think about adding into your strategy. I've said it before and I'll say it again, but you can't hack your way to effective marketing as a visionary entrepreneur. And your current skill set when it comes to marketing means nothing about your potential or your business. And just like anything, like I said before, you only need to learn the foundations once. Listen, I want you to hear this. If you take nothing else away from this episode, marketing can be simple. An algorithm doesn't control you. And that doesn't mean that learning new things is always going to be super easy at the beginning. But I just really want to encourage you, if you have struggled to attract clients or students, if you have struggled to build your brand, even with Instagram, if you have struggled to scale your business and build your community, and if you're wanting to pivot, no matter where you are in your journey, there is nothing wrong with you. And there's likely nothing wrong with your offer and what you are putting out there. You might just need to take a step back, gain some clarity on the big picture. So if you're already crystal clear on your messaging and delivering it in a way that is relatable and crystal clear for your community, then absolutely those content hacks and fun tactics can be the icing on the cake. And listen, I love content marketing. I live and breathe content marketing. It's what we do in my agency. It's a lot of what I teach in my coaching. You're listening to content right now. I absolutely love it. And it's really effective when you're clear and you get specific. But it doesn't need to be just strictly based on one platform or getting good engagement on Instagram. I want to encourage you to think about the deeper purpose behind your content. And I want you to also know that you have got exactly what it takes to create a compelling brand and master your marketing as a visionary entrepreneur. I promise you. I know that you have what it takes. This episode is meant to encourage you. It's meant to really highlight the importance of the foundational knowledge. And I know this goes against the grain a little bit because our attention spans are getting shorter and there's a lot of emphasis on making things as easy as possible. And listen, I believe in making things easy for you, which is why I do that wherever I think it is appropriate. But the path and how I think a little bit differently than what conventional knowledge would maybe say is that I think the best way to make things easier for you is to give you a really solid understanding of marketing in your business so that you have the power to shift, you have the power to change, and you have the ability to really take control and direct your business. And this is the kind of beyond the basics conversation that I love having here on this podcast. I'm really excited for you hanging out with me during this thought experiment. I just want you to be able to make decisions from a place of alignment instead of a place of being frantic. And again, I'm using the example of Instagram disappearing to really illustrate that when massive things happen, it's that firm grasp and that ability to pivot and bend instead of break that is going to see you through the massive changes that I'm sure will come in the next 5 years in the marketing space because it is always changing. So it's the difference between pulling sails up on a boat and just letting the wind take you wherever it may, and really setting a course and going in the right direction so that you can harness the wind to get where you want to go. That is how I think about social media. So it's like social media is a tool that you can harness the power of to get you where you want to go, which is in front of ideal clients, but it shouldn't be the thing that dictates your course. I don't know where the random sailboat analogy came from, but here it is, and it illustrates my point pretty well. So I hope this allowed you to think outside the box a little bit so that if and when changes happen, you are totally fine and you can bounce back a lot faster than anyone else. At the top of the episode, I promised that I would share what my approach would be if we no longer had access to social media in the traditional sense that we think about it. So I'm thinking Instagram, maybe even TikTok. Here's what I would do. I would definitely look at how I could drive as much traffic to my existing content as possible. So when I say content, if we didn't have social media, that would be things like articles on my website, blog posts, podcast episodes, any of those other areas that were outside of social, as quickly as possible. And then I would start to think about where my ideal client would be hanging out, because if there were new platforms popping up, I would do a little bit of research and I would think about, okay, which of these is most likely to be the one that I could connect with my audience the fastest on. And also, I'm going to give you some specifics on how I would drive traffic to my existing content. So I would maybe look at where I could potentially run some low-cost paid ads. Now, obviously, if Meta ceased to exist, we'd have to look at maybe Google and also Pinterest. I think I would definitely hit a Pinterest strategy pretty hard off the jump, because that can be a really great way to drive traffic to any of your longer form content. So the other thing I would do is I would for sure double down on sending as much valuable content to my email list as humanly possible. So now you know what I would do. I'd love to hear what you would do. And also, if you have something that's sticking out in your head, just a reminder, you don't have to wait until Instagram disappears, which again, I don't think it's going to, but just think about this, hold this in your head. Are there maybe some places that you could put in a little bit of effort and get a ton of rewards? Can't wait to hear what you thought of this episode.
Send me a DM over on Instagram at It's Jody Brown. I would love to hear your thoughts. And I'm going to leave you with this. If you haven't yet taken the initiative to really go deep on marketing your business and building a brand you can be proud of, the best time was probably 5 or 10 years ago. And the second best time is right now. It is not too late, my friend. You got this.